Good morning. First of all, I just want to shout out that I see some special friends here that haven't been in a while, and I'm glad you're back. So I don't know if you've noticed, shout out to Mr. Dan, he's going to help me with some pictures, not yet. I don't know if you've noticed, but we humans seem to think that we know the best way to do things. Have you realized that? Well, you soon will. We think we know best, and sometimes we think we know what God means, and we try to tell everybody else what God means, what we should do, what they should do, and sometimes we're not always right. So we try to, I don't know if you've heard this phrase, we try to put God in a box. Haven't heard that. Well, we say things like, God can't do that. Or, there's no way I'm going to do that. I can't do that. There's no way I can do that. And have you ever heard this scripture verse? And it's in more than one place in the Bible. It's in Matthew and Luke and more places. That nothing is impossible with God. Have you heard that? Well, it's a good scripture verse to remember at your age and my age. Nothing is impossible with God. So, will you cue the first picture, please? I'm going to plant a garden, and I think this is where I'm going to plant it. Okay. So picture in your head, I can probably pull it up if I keep talking for you guys to see, but I wanted everybody to see it. Okay. Okay, picture a brick wall and a sidewalk in front of it. That's where I'm going to plant my garden. Does that sound like a good idea? No, that is not a good idea. But the picture that you were going to see was of a flower coming up through the crack in the sidewalk. And this really happened here at Trinity over by the fellowship hall doors, the glass doors. We had several flower pots, and we had dedicated them to the memory of Madison Fedak. And some of the seeds, they weren't really seeds, but some of the seeds from the flower fell out, blew out of the pot, and they started to grow up from the crack in the sidewalk. Oh, there you go. This is not the Trinity picture, but it looked a lot like this. And it had the Madison flower, which we called it, had like 10 flowers on it. I kid you not. Nothing is impossible with God. I would not have planted my garden here. But God says, guess what? You couldn't plant a garden there, but I can make that work. God is full of surprises. Okay, the third picture, I'm going to build a new school. Okay, I'm going to build a new school, and this is where I'm going to build it. This is a desert in India. That's where I'm going to build it. No? Okay, well, they did build a school in India, by the way, right here. That's a side picture of it, and then the next picture is a picture from the top. That's in India. So, we would not think to, these are positive examples of things that we wouldn't think to do, but that are possible. But there are other things that we say we can't do, or that they can't do, because that's not what God means, or that you can't come here because God doesn't include you in this. And Pastor Jim is going to teach us in the scriptures today that this is not what God says, and that God is full of surprises, whether it's a flower, whether it's a school in the middle of a desert, or whether it's something that can apply more to your life as well. So I want you to remember that nothing is impossible with God, and that's going to serve you well for the rest of your life. Okay? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you that we do not know everything, and we thank you that we are not always right. Help us to have faith and trust that with you anything is possible, and all people are accepted, and we need to take you out of that box that we put you in. Thank you for loving us and growing us. In your Son's name we pray. Amen.